welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here this week with Ari Goretzky, a member of the ESET research team. Welcome, Ari.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. So speaking of the holidays, in this episode, no matter what holiday you celebrate, people are going to get Windows computers all around the world. And so when that Windows computer ends up getting unboxed and it's going to roll in the house, there's really some stuff that you should do before you get rolling to make sure that it's safe and it stays safe. So Ari, where do you start?
The first thing that you're going to notice when you've purchased your new computer is that it probably no longer comes with restore disks. It used to be that when you purchased a new computer, it came with a disk with Windows on it in order to reinstall the operating system, and maybe another disk with additional software that the manufacturer provided. Computer manufacturers no longer include those disks these days. You don't get the CDs or DVDs that came with the computer. What you get instead is a program that allows you to make those, burn them onto some DVDs. And the very first thing that I suggest that you do after getting that computer and creating your account and getting it set up is to go ahead and run the tool that allows you to burn those DVDs to repair the system. You may not ever need them, but it's a great idea to make those, because if you ever have a problem with the computer, or perhaps you want to resell the computer or give it to someone else, you'll be able to restore it to that factory default condition.
And I think one of the important things, points here, is to do that very quickly before you start altering the computer and making changes. Just do it right out of the gate. Number two, so I've done my restore disks. I've saved them to a flash drive or a DVD or something. What's next?
The next thing you want to do is just test that restore disk or flash drive by booting the computer up from it and performing a repair, just to make sure that it works okay. And when you're done with that, go to your computer's control panel and look in the program section. And under there, you're probably going to want to find a number of programs that are installed on the computer that either replace functionality that's already built in or don't provide too much functionality. There's a number of terms for this kind of software. Shovelware is one of them. There are a few I can't use in the podcast. You're going to want to go ahead and uninstall these programs. From the programs applet in the control panel, you can uninstall these programs that you don't want. Then you should have a fairly lean running machine.
The kids are getting a bit rambunctious now. I mean, people want to get rolling. So what's one or two other things we absolutely got to do?
At this point, you can go ahead and connect the computer to the internet, and you're going to want to start downloading your updates. Even though the computer may be new, chances are the software that's installed on it is already a few months out of date. So just connect it as you normally would to the internet and let Microsoft's Windows Update run in order to update all the software to the latest versions. Updating software and the operating system is important because it fixes all the exploits that a computer might be vulnerable to. That, in combination with security software, is really what keeps your computer free of malware, prevents you from being a target for the bad guys.
Okay, so the updates have run. Am I getting close to being able to boot up Warcraft or whatever I'm ready to do?
Absolutely. If the computer has security software on it already and you're going to use that, you're fine. It will have updated. Otherwise, you want to install your security software. Typically not a big problem. We've all installed software before. And then it is time for Warcraft or Torchlight or whatever you're playing on there.
That's some great advice, Ari. I mean, obviously, you know, if you want to find some security software for that new PC, ESET is happy to help you. But if you want to learn more about other things that you want to do, we're going to be publishing a guide on what to do when you unwrap that PC. So look at the blog, blog.eset.com. There'll be some detailed advice there. Happy holidays, Ari, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to wish you, as well as our listeners, happy holidays and a happy new year.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. Hang in there, and we'll see you next week.